Southern Ghost by Carolyn G. Hart. This book is read by Kate Redding. Chapter 1. Had he lived to be an old man, Ross Tarrant's face, stripped of every vestige of youth and joy, would have looked much as it did in that last hour, brooding, pain-filled eyes deep sunken, grayish skin stretched taut over prominent cheekbones, finely chiseled lips pressed hard to prevent a telltale tremor. Slumped wearily in the battered old Morris chair, a man's chair in a man's retreat, he stared at the pistol, horror flickering in his eyes like firelight against a night sky. The sound of the motor reached him first, then the crunch of tires against the oyster shells. The door was locked, but it was no ultimate defense. Ross knew that. As the throb of the engine died and a car door slammed, Ross reached for the gun. Ross! A commanding voice. A voice he knew from childhood, from crisp winter mornings when the men zigzagged across a field and lifted shotguns to fire at the flushed quail. The gun was heavy. So heavy. Ross willed away the unsteadiness of his hand. He was Ross Tarrant. His mouth twisted bitterly. Perhaps not an officer and a gentleman, but he was Ross Tarrant, and he would not shirk his duty. At the first knock on the door, the gun roared. Chapter 2. Sybil Chastain Giacomo would always catch men's glances and inflame their senses, especially when the unmistakable light burned in her eyes and she moved sensually, a woman clearly hungering for a man. Always it was a young man. But, passion spent, the latest youth sprawled asleep beside her, Sybil slipped from beneath the satin sheets.